Interview on School Veranda, The Berrien Springs Meeting, 1904. Mrs. E. G. White. The Lord intends that we shall attend to our work as men and women who have ears to hear, men and women who refuse to be led away from the work of preparing a people to stand in the day of God. We are engaged in a great work, and we cannot come down. If Dr. Kellogg insists on calling our workers to Battle Creek to hold a council, as they have been called again and again, if he insists on carrying out this plan, there is one thing that I must do. I must present before our people the testimonies of reproof given to our physicians. Of these testimonies, the great majority of our people know but little. When I talked with Dr. Kellogg in regard to the rebuilding of the sanitarium in Battle Creek, he replied, "I consulted with Elder Daniels and with Elder Prescott in regard to it, and they consented." "But," I said, "they knew but little about the messages of warning that you had received. You are responsible, not they, because they had not the light that was given you." I had said to Elder Daniels and Elder Prescott, "Try to harmonize with Dr. Kellogg all you can, hoping that thus they would be able to help him." In consenting to the rebuilding of the sanitarium in Battle Creek, they really did not act out their own judgment. And now Dr. Kellogg uses their consent as an excuse for laying the responsibility on them. The burden is laid upon me to take the testimonies of warning and present them before the people, that they may know what has been said. Our people all over the field are ignorant of much that is contained in these testimonies. They do not know what has been written to Dr. Kellogg and his associate physicians. This instruction must be presented before our people that they may understand. And it must be done at once if the medical workers at Battle Creek bring a pressure in regard to holding a council there at this time. Our ministers at Battle Creek do not clearly understand the situation. I said to Elder Jones, "I do not feel free to put any writings in Dr. Kellogg's hands. Satan would lead him to read between the lines that which is not there, and therefore I cannot place the testimonies in his hands. Keep them in your own hands and read them to him, and tell him what I tell you, that they are not to be placed in his hands. He is weaving his web of deception round you, and the first thing you know, you will be saying that the living temple contains nothing very objectionable." Brother Jones said, "Oh no, because it tears down the foundations of our faith." But unless he takes heed, he will not always think so. The battle is before me, and I thought that I would say these things to you that you might be on your guard. Tenney, I feel very thankful for these words. I went to Battle Creek just after the Berrien Springs meeting, and Dr. Kellogg talked with me in regard to the meeting. I think he felt as if the meeting had been a victory for his work. Mrs. E. G. White. Every such meeting he represents in such a way afterward as to leave him on vantage ground in carrying out his opposition against the ministers. My work is to say to him, "If you call for a meeting at this time, I shall send a message to our people to pay no heed whatever. I wanted to tell you what is before us, that your minds may be prepared. You are to put on the whole armor of God, that, having done all, you may stand. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. I feel that I must put our people on their guard. Again and again, our ministers have been called to Battle Creek. At such meetings, Dr. Kellogg thinks that he is gaining their minds, and he is, because they do not understand the underlying principles. To our brethren in Washington, I write, it is presented to me that we are in the same position that Nehemiah was in when he was building the walls of Jerusalem. His enemies came to him, trying to persuade him to come down and talk with them, but he said, I am engaged in a great work, and I cannot come down. Nehemiah 6, verse 3. This is what we are to say in all our conferences. The matter is to stand on a footing different from any on which it has stood before,